Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is so exciting, is it not?
Yes,
to be
it
here
is.
In the news studios, VFN TV studios. If you want to come by, those that are on the Gulf Coast, obviously, not everybody.
Hey,
can
come on down.
All
come
the way
on
from
down.
Colorado, California, and everyone that's actually listening.
That's right.
And you know, watching that, you know, we would love to have you down here. We had a live audience just during the dedication.
Sure did.
But, you know, you can come at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard.
That's right.
Pensacola Boulevard. And we're looking forward to be able to work with, you know, everybody in the nation.
That's
about
right.
We believe that God's called us to disciple nations. And in that he's called us to be able to disciple nations. And with that, it has to do with the seven mountains. So we're going to be talking about this program, about the seven mountains of culture. And hopefully, I don't know if we have this video or not. Hopefully, we'll have this video about seven mountains. We just want to talk to the control room right now. I'm sure they have it sitting there. Totally not prepared for it, but it's going to be totally... I'm going to turn to look. Okay, yes, we're going to have it.
Fantastic.
We want to be able to play that and just kind of see what this is about. But first, we want to talk about, you know, remember this. We want to encourage you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, remember, God says that he raises a standard. And you got to look for that standard. Imagine if you're in this army and you're marching out as to war, and you're trying to see, you know, because everybody looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look around, and you'll notice there's a flag somewhere, and that flag's called the standard. And so that kind of helps you know, okay, I'm in the right troop. This is the right direction. I know what that vision is. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do this. And so that standard represents, you know, that, you know, what you stand for, what's going on. And I remember when I was in boot camp years ago, and we were going, had our troops, and we were learning how to march and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't that good.
That was interesting,
I bet. It was very interesting. This one guy had a watch, and it's like, we're marching, he's like, or something, like, his watch would just hit my arm. I'm like, dude, come on, this is hard enough, you know? And, but it was just amazing. I got to tell you about that sometime. But we had a standard for our troop, and it'd be a flag bearer that would carry it. And so when you think about when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God raises a standard, but understanding what it is, you got to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people just imagine what a standard is. They go, you know, hey, you know what, you know, there's a standard being lifted, but they have nothing to lock their faith
into.
It's not
defined.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And in that, you got to look for, you know, God will raise up men and women and efforts, and those that'll be the standard that he's raising for this whole next generation. And I just see the standard being raised all the way across the land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very hopeful, but you got to look for the standard. And I know this, I can see and I'm so excited about how the standard is being lifted up in each of these mountains of culture. But you got to see this first. This is just a little short little video, you know, from Bill Bright talking about it, because God has called us to disciple nations. Jesus said, go make disciples of the nations. And then he tells us, you know, pray that his kingdom would come. And quite often, how often do we just go, God, you pray that your kingdom would come? But we didn't ask his kingdom to come into our lives, maybe. His kingdom to come into our marriages, into our family. But there's also seven mountains of culture. And they're not mountains, but you could call them, because whoever impacts these mountains determines which way the community and the people go. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. You've got to see it.
It was August 1975, and the Lord had given me that day a list of things that I had never thought about before. He said, this is the way to reach America and nations for God.
In every city of the world, an unseen battle rages for dominion over God's creation and the souls of people. This battle is fought on seven strategic fronts, looming like mountains over the culture to shape and influence its destiny. Over the years, the church slowly retreated from its place of influence on these mountains, leaving a void now filled with darkness. When we lose our influence, we lose the culture, and when we lose the culture, we fail to advance the kingdom of God. And now, a generation stands in desperate need. It's time to fight for them and take back these mountains of influence. The mountain of government, where evil is either restrained or endorsed, the mountain of education, where truths or lies about God and His creation are taught. The mountain of media, where information is interpreted through the lens of good or evil. The mountain of arts and entertainment, where values and virtue are celebrated or distorted. The mountain of religion, where people worship God in spirit and truth or settle for a religious ritual. The mountain of family, where either the blessing or a curse is passed on to successive generations. And the one mountain they all depend on, the mountain that fuels and funds all the other mountains, the mountain of business, where people build for the glory of God or the glory of man, where resources are consecrated for the kingdom of God or captured for the powers of darkness. Those who lead this mountain control what influences our culture. The last 50 years, we've seen the most rapid moral decline in history. The culture we inherited from our forefathers is disintegrating before our eyes. What kind of world are we leaving for our children and grandchildren? As long as the business mountain is held by enemies of the gospel, funding for the other mountains will always be constrained, and any efforts to advance the kingdom of God will be hindered. Imagine God's people reclaiming their cities and government, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in education, in the family, in religious influence, but only limited by their imagination and not by a lack of finances. It's possible, but first, we must take back the mountain of business. God's move to take this mountain back has already begun. Thousands and thousands of business leaders in every major city across the nation are filling arenas to learn from business leaders and hear the gospel of Christ. 90% of people working in the marketplace believe in God. 78% believe spirituality and business mix. 70% say that because of their faith, they find meaning and purpose in life. There are over 56 million Bible-believing Christians working in the marketplace, a vast army of God waiting to be truly engaged in the battle. Yet this strategic army and battlefront has largely been left ignored by the church. More than 90% of church members do not feel they are being equipped or trained by the church to apply biblical faith in their day-to-day life.
The business mountain is so strategic because that is the place of influence. When you look at culture, so much of culture is defined by what happens in business.
If we would use the wealth of the world to bless the world, and bless it not only to distribute to the needy that which they need.
When you bring economy and economic benefit to a nation or a culture, then you have influence in that culture.
People, as they're transformed, who will transform all the spheres of society.
It is time to reclaim the seven mountains and bring the life of God back into our culture.
This is so exciting. I just think about, you know, so many of you, I mean, think about it. You go to work every single day. You probably spend more of your time at the workplace than you do anywhere else because you're dedicating your life to be able to earn a resource for your
40
family.
40 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah, 40, 60 hours a week. You build probably longer relationships there.
Sure.
And so often people have convinced the religion mountain, the church mountain's kind of convinced so many people that if you're not in the church mountain, then you're not doing anything for God. I mean,
right.
So you have these CEOs who are gifted by God to be able to run huge organizations feeling guilty. I mean, they're employing everybody in the town.
Right.
And so they go out to the religious mountain or the church mountain and they go park cars.
Park cars.
It's like, you need to go run that company.
That's right.
You need to be discipled in that mountain. And so we have these different, we're excited about, you know, one, you know, driving force of what, you know, we're doing with VFN Dream Center and VFN TV is that we want to be able to make disciples in these mountains.
That's right.
Disciples of Jesus Christ in these mountains.
Don't leave your mountain.
No.
Disciple it.
You know, build relationships with other believers, fellowship with other believers. You know, where two or more gathered in my name, there's Christ in the middle of it. Yes, you should be in a pastor church and all those things, but that's just one aspect of your life. You have another, you know, 6.5 days that you're what are you doing? And you think about it, those mountains are the religion mountain, or the church mountain. You had the family mountain, the mountain of education, mountain of government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. And how you think about this, that when we begin to see, wait a minute, we can honor, have an atmosphere of honor. I mean, you think about that. We got to begin to honor human beings, honor them, and realize that your fellow coworker, your fellow neighbor, the lady that you have lunch with at the workplace or in, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, that in that you're looking at somebody who's created in the image and the likeness of God. And there's two ways that every human being on the face of this earth can be honored. And you start thinking about this, you know, I want to live in this atmosphere of heaven in regards to, he says, you know, pray, we're supposed to pray that your kingdom would come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And one way, of course, in heaven is that it's an atmosphere of honor. And honoring folks, you can honor them, even if, think about it, if they're just totally contradicting everything that you believe that they need to stand for.
Right.
They're still created in the image and the likeness of God.
That's right.
This will really free you up because sometimes people feel it's their responsibility, you know, to just to let people know that you're not measuring up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yet you're talking to the image and the likeness of God.
Sure.
I mean, you think about that. And so in that, when you start realizing, wait a minute, this man, this woman's created, this child, this parent is created in the image and the likeness of God. And so with that, you think about this, that when you're honoring them with that mindset, you're not approving necessarily what's going on, but God knows your heart. You're going, you know, I need to pay attention to this person because they're creating the image and the likeness of God. And by honoring the image and the likeness of God, you're honoring God. And guess what? When you start doing that, you're going to get their attention because people dishonored them. They were waiting. You know, when you, people, this is what's been said for so long. When you come into the religious mountain, we'll talk to you. But if you're not in this building or in this place, you know, there's something wrong with you. I don't care if you're gifted or what. And we're going to talk about other areas to honor. This is going to really help us out because when we begin to honor what God is doing, you'll find out in these two ways, there'll be a third way you can honor, but just change their life. And it's going to, I believe, make disciples in these nations. Talking about the seven mountains of culture, there's a strategic plan that if we begin to make disciples of nation and begin to think about what is taking place with this mandate from God to be able to make disciples of the nations. It's so exciting. What you're going to see is, you know, men are going to wake up because men are gifted and women are gifted. But you notice they say statistically, there's mostly women involved in the Church Mountain. Right. Thank God for the women of Church Mountain because they've done so much and carried such a huge load. But it's like, does that mean if you never made it into this building, does that mean you don't know God, or can you actually know God? These different aspects,
or doing anything for God.
Yeah, and we believe that everybody, you know, should begin to ask God, you know, where do I need to connect? Where do I need to relate? And you know, that God wants to put a pastor in your life to be able to speak into you and your family's life. But thinking about honor, we were talking about honor before the break, and you know, think about, say, God, I just want to be a person of honor. I want to honor people. Even if I don't agree with them, I want to be able to, how do I honor them? And one way, of course, we talked about is they're creating the image and the likeness of God. Mm-hmm. And the second way to honor folks is the talents that they've been given. I mean, you think about it. You know, God has given each of us a talent. If you have this engineer, for example, right?
Right.
And, you know, she builds this, she designs this huge 75-foot tower or 75-story tower. Mm-hmm. And it's just excellent. It's beautiful and businesses in it and residents are in and everything else. You know, Satan didn't give her that gift.
Right.
You know, that God gave her that gift.
Sure.
Even if she's living not for God, you can actually acknowledge and honor that gift in her life.
Right.
And you can say to people, to an artist, even if it's an artist that this music that's just, you know, totally contradicts, you know, what God is doing, but there's a song every now and then they're going to come out with because that gift is going to just move. You can say, you know, that song that you did, it was just like, man, it just, that harmony.
That arrangement.
And, you know, you've been given this gift from God, and it's an awesome talent. And what you're going to see is that when we begin to have an atmosphere of honor, then people open up.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to automatically go, you know, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. They're going to just open up, and they're going to begin to say, because, you know, you recognized in my life what I know is true. I do have this talent in my life. Then they'll begin, the architect, for example, will begin to question things like, where did I get this gift? I notice other people don't have this gift of architectural design. And so they'll begin to ask. And when people begin to ask, guess what? God begins to answer.
That's right.
You know, and the third aspect, the way that we can honor people is that those that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, we can honor the Spirit of God in their life because God's Spirit dwells in them and with them. And so that's a third area. Of course, everybody's not a believer, but those first two areas that you can honor them. And it's amazing when you look back and watch what happened with, you know, Apostle Paul, when Paul was being arrested, he's in double chains, he's standing before the king and the governor, and, you know, we would be going like, call my attorney, you know,
right.
And he's going, you know, I wish you were like me except for these chains. And he began to say positive things about an evil ruler. You know, he was saying things like, I noticed under your rule that we didn't have been under attack, you know, we've been prosperous, different things like that. And so often we fall trapped to this religious spirit that says, you know, you can't say anything good about somebody who's doing bad things. And the truth is, God, they're going to answer to God for that. Our job is to be able to hopefully win them into the kingdom of God. Right. And having an atmosphere of honor helps do that.
Absolutely.
You know, and so he actually honored the man that had him in double chains. And so when you think about, for example, in America, we have a president. You know, think about, you know, some people say positive things, some people say negative things. But how can you honor, you know, he's created the image and likeness of God. You know, he's been given talents, you know, and the fact is you can honor those things in his life, you know, and instead of just saying it's all, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to listen to you if you go, that 75 story building does not exist and is not excellent and, you know, demons build it or something. Right. It's like, that is not true. God gives every man a talent and a gift. And so when you look at making disciples, he said, make disciples of the nations and that pray that his kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what we do. We begin to think, you know what? I'm an artist. I design, I draw, I make media. I'm good with editing, with video and movies and you know, whatever it is, you know, design with clothing or whether it's design with graphics. But you just say, you know what? God's given me this. You know, I'm going to begin to pray that his kingdom will come into my life in this area and this thing of dance, this thing of creativity, this thing that I want to add, you know, what is God's design for this gift?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when God gets into, when you give your gift over to God, I mean, amazing things begin to happen in there. And so when he says, pray that his kingdom would come, say, dear God, that your kingdom would come into our culture in the area of arts and entertainment. And how many people, John, think about this. How many people, because we pretty much, there's a song sung for years that said, take the whole world, give me Jesus.
Right.
And it's like, Lucifer took everybody up on that offer, the church up, and now it's like, but who's running arts and entertainment?
That's right.
Yeah, well, who's running media?
Who's running business?
Yes.
You have so many business owners and leaders that are running their business efficiently, they're producing wonderful products, they are employing people who are paying taxes, who are taking care of our society, and they're raising up the next generation. They have employees. Families are eating and living and surviving off of what that business is producing. And we need to empower those business leaders to say, listen, God's called you into that field. You have talents for that field. You 50 people, 10 people, 5 people work for you. You can empower those people and bring the kingdom of God there. And we've seen that. Look at the Green family with Hobby Lobby. They're not only transforming business, they're transforming society. My understanding is that they've donated.
Transforming the nation. They actually challenged the nation's turn and kept it from turning the way it did. Yeah.
They sure did. Not only that, they just are getting ready to build this Bible museum in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It's marvelous. I mean, it's beautiful. But they're a great example, and there's many other companies like that, Chick-fil-A and just other different companies that are doing, and there's a lot of small business owners that still believe in the American dream. They want to prosper, and as Christians, that's what we want to do. We want to bless our community, and a lot of times that's what the business mountains was funding, a lot of these other mountains.
Well, they fund them all. I mean, that's what you think about. God gives us the ability to get wealth. He blesses the work of our hands. The work of our hands, which is the business mountain. And so in that, in the business mountain, we are seeing that, you know, we got to begin to say, you know what? I want the Lord to come into my business. Yeah. I want, you know, what, and this is, I'm going to encourage you right here. And this is something we're going to be doing for those that are on the Gulf Coast and those that are joining us across the nation and the world, because we make this available to you by becoming a VFN TV partner. There is a level that accesses you, I think it's just a gift of $25 or more to all this area of, you know, VFN Kingdom business, you know, being able to just, you know, there's some people that might not be interested in the aspect of it, but we're looking for people that want to just impact their mountain for God.
Right.
You know, arts, entertainment, media, business, education, and all that. And we're going to gather, maybe you want to be a part of this, gather around the tables, these relational times in the studios, right here in VFN TV studios, where we begin to believe that God's kingdom, he's just going to release words of knowledge and prophetic insight. And he can give you in a moment's time, just one nugget for your business that could just expand your business to this all kinds of levels, because God wants to bless your business.
Anointed for business.
And you think about this, you know, and I'm not saying anything negative about it, but if it seems negative, and you got, if it's true, it's true. But if people who criticize, you know, the business mountain, they have no problem pacing the plate in the religious mountain, the offering plate, because they want the business man and woman to put money in the offering plate so they can build the next wing onto the thing.
That's right.
But we got to get just as excited about a business building a wing onto their company that they're going to hire employees, or we are as excited about a wing being built on a building for a choir or something.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You get excited about new innovative ideas and concepts. I believe the Lord's going to begin to just drop creative ideas and concepts and nuggets into your heart, where you're going to be able to go, you know what, I got all these same widgets and products that God has given me, and I was going this direction with it, but now all of a sudden God just showed me, if I'll shift this way and begin to build this product for this people, then my business will multiply by 7 times. As a matter of fact, we have some businesses that have said, you know, I want to partner, I want to be a sponsor right there with VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. God just spoke this over us, and this is not, they're just telling you what happened, that when this one particular one picked up the phone and called John up and said, get over here and get this check. You know, God was just
dealing with him. God's all over me.
Yeah, it's the other one. And when he did that, he went from one location with his business. Mm-hmm. He had one location at that time. And how many locations does he have in his business now?
He doubled, and now he's poised to take 4 more locations. So we have a total of 6 locations.
6 locations.
Unbelievable.
It is amazing. We have others that had miracles take place. That's what the Lord has shown us. He wants to begin to show you that he is the Lord over your business. He's the Lord over your family. He's the Lord over your church. He's the Lord over arts and entertainment. He's the Lord over government. He's the Lord over every one of these aspects of these 7 mountains of culture. And so I want to encourage you, we're going to continue talking about this, because what does it mean? And we're exploring that because it's not our kingdom, right? So we're saying, you know, God will reveal what that means when we begin to cry, Lord, that your kingdom would come. And there are kingdom-minded people that are ready to say, you know what? I always wondered what that meant about bringing your kingdom, you know, here on earth as is in heaven. Well, this is it. And so you're looking at this revelation and the revealing of the sons of God. The kingdom of God will be preached to all. Then the end will come. Salvation won't be preached to all. The kingdom will be preached to all. You're saved for a reason, to enter into a kingdom and for the king's dominion to come over your life. And all 7 mountains of culture, we will turn back America. God will turn back America when we begin to make disciples of the nations, the disciple again of America, which means a knower and follower of the teachings of Jesus.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.